Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Anything going on today?
Ew. Really hot out. Very windy.
It is warm.
It is insanely windy.
Watch your car doors. Seriously, I was in a parking lot, and I, thank goodness, had parked just wide enough away from the car next to me. I go to open that door, and Mother Nature just took it.
Woo! Oh, I thought you were going to tell us you almost had another unremarkable injury.
No, it flew out and missed, you know, the car next to me by probably 3 inches. Wow. But today's one of those days, and yesterday was even worse. My goodness.
You should have been in a kayak on Shawnee Mission Lake yesterday.
Did you make any headway at all?
Yeah, but getting back to the dock was rough.
Getting out was easy. Getting back, you're Woo! Still out there.
I mean, drove to and from Columbia over the weekend, and you would have thought I was turning right the entire drive there and turning left the entire drive back.
Is that right?
And I was going straight.
You and your high-profile vehicle.
Wow. Oh, it is a wind sail.
I need a weekend for my weekend.
Yeah.
By the way, we are very well aware of everything that's going on in the Middle East. Commander Jesse Reed is going to join us at 2:15. Iran has responded this afternoon with missile strikes at U.S. bases in Qatar, Bahrain, and Kuwait.
No casualties reported. And then at 2:30, Dr. Rebecca Best with UMKC is going to join us on the phone. She is always the voice of calm explanation when geopolitical news drops to the magnitude that it did over the weekend. And we, you know, we talked to her last week. Go back and find that on podcast. I would urge you to do that. She sort of goes through the history of Iran and what brought us to this point.
From 1953 to 79
yep.
and where we are today. If there is a news conference by the Trump administration, of course, we will take that live. Anything from the Defense Department, et cetera, et cetera. But so far, as Dana mentioned, no casualties have been reported at any of the U.S. military bases in the Middle East, although three of them were targeted. And so, again, we'll visit with Commander Jesse Reed here in just a few moments. But I don't know what else to tell you. How was the move this weekend?
Still moving. Sort of like you on that lake.
I thought you had Jack and a bunch of his buddies come over.
The kids did come and help, and that was lovely. And, you know, we did a lot of yard work and spent some time outside.
Is there
some power
still furniture
washing.
Back at the condo?
We are not totally out yet, but it's coming. Like, tonight and tomorrow, we've got a few more boxes. We still have to... You forget what a chore. Like, when you moved from your smaller Roland Park house... Yeah. To the McMansion in Shawnee, there were pieces you had to acquire to fill up that space.
Oh, yeah.
And we're sort of now doing the same thing, because we're going from a very tiny space. And I think we kept putting it off because I thought, well, there's just not that much here. Oh, gosh. You start opening drawers. Yes, there is.
Why didn't you hire professionals? Nothing against Jack and his buddies, but come over, they'll pack it all for you, they'll move it for you.
I'll tell you this, we got a U-Haul over the weekend. It was like $70, by the way. I mean, it was ridiculously cheap. We got the U-Haul, just the van, and loaded it up. It was so windy on Saturday that we had a dresser, and I mean a heavy, it took three people to get it out dresser, okay, that we had sat next to the U-Haul. While Johnny ran in to get some other stuff, he comes out. It is blown over. And this thing, Scott, this thing was enormous. It blew over.
All of a sudden, that U-Haul cost went up.
Right?
Didn't see those dings when we rented it to you.
It did not hit the U-Haul. It went down on its face, and then he took a sledgehammer to it, and it is currently at the landfill. There was no salvaging it.
Really?
It shattered. That's how windy it was Saturday. But yeah, thank you for asking. We're having a lot of fun. I'm very sore, and I don't think in your 50s you should ever move.
No.
I'll tell you this. I'm dying in that home. We are never moving again.
You really believe that?
Yes. You will pull my body out of that house. I hope you will be very sad many, many, many years down the road.
I will not die in the house in Shawnee.
You're going to move again?
I'm going to downsize at some point, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is the downsize.
75 years old, having to go up those stairs at night.
No.
And then come down in the morning.
Your knees don't work now.
I know.
But you only have 19 bedrooms. I mean, you could pick a different
one. What's that creaking? That's old man Park's knees.
I do not have 19 bedrooms.
That's 18, Sam. I have six. God, come on.
I have six. I didn't. Hang on. For the record, I did not move into that house because I wanted to move into that house.
Oh, I know.
That was somebody else's idea.
Yep.
And that person's no longer a tenant. But it's a good investment, and I've decided to hang on to it for a little bit.
Well, Dana, I feel your pain. Moving sucks. We chose to do it all in one weekend over the long weekend.
Oh.
And we had three flights of stairs to carry everything down. Did you at least have an elevator?
We had an elevator. Ooh. Yes.
You didn't have one of those, did you, Sam?
No elevator.
Huh.
Well, at least it was a little bit cooler when you moved, maybe?
It was pouring rain, so yeah, it was pretty cool.
Pouring. Nice.
I love it.
All right, so we're gonna break early so we get more time with Jesse Reed, if that's
okay
with you guys. If you have a question for Commander Reed, please feel free to text it in at 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Commander Jesse Reed, when we return, here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Story here from the USA Today. Explosions rocked the skies of the Qatari capital of Doha near a U.S. military base today after Iran's threats to retaliate against the U.S. for strikes on three Iranian nuclear facilities. The White House and the Department of Defense are aware of and closely monitoring potential threats to the Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar. Qatar, which had earlier shut down its airspace, said, as of yet, no casualties from these attacks. Joining us on the KMZ hotline is retired Commander Jesse Reed, former Top Gun pilot. Jesse, welcome and thanks again, man.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
Good, Jesse. We know that you were glued to the news all weekend, as our entire team was. Does any of this surprise you up to this point?
Not really. First of all, I like to just say, you know, obviously Saturday was a historical day, and really a brilliant form of operational security. I think it was kind of a masterclass in almost like a magician tells you to look at their left hand and then the right hand's doing something else. So I really think with everything going on in Iran the last few weeks and it being the front page of the story, the fact that we're able to do that and still kind of catch everyone off guard, I think is really a brilliant testament to the military and just all the folks that were involved in that, no matter where you stand on the issue.
Jesse, tell me about this. You and I were talking off air before the show today, this diversion of sending, I think it was five B-2s west to Guam. At the same time, you're sending a half dozen or more planes to the east towards Iran.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. When you have something that's front page news and everyone's sort of waiting with bated breath of what is the U.S. going to do? What is Israel going to do? It becomes harder to contain secrecy, which is vital for successful military operations. It's really difficult to do that unless you have some sort of subterfuge like that. I always think about when the President Obama years ago came on in the middle of whatever I was watching on TV that night and announced that we had killed bin Laden. You know, that was an operation that was being done in secret. That wasn't front page news at the time. Nobody knew where he was and had known where he was for years. And so much easier to maintain operational security on that. This much different. I mean, it's literally what people are talking about at work next to the water cooler every day. So for us to pull that off and still maintain the element of surprise, that was part of it right there.
What do you help us understand, Jesse, what you say to the military families right now? Because a friend just reached out and said, my son is safe now in Oahu, but will deploy in November, and military families are feeling a lot of angst right now.
Yeah, that's a normal reaction. Just realize deployments don't necessarily mean war. Deployment is simply a term of when you leave your home base here in the United States and you go forward deploy to maintain a presence. And that is nothing new for the United States. Part of what we do, arguably as a force for good in the world, is we maintain a forward deployed presence for contingencies, whether it's on an aircraft carrier, whether it's in, you know, like the airmen that are currently stationed at LUD there in Qatar, which was the target of those missile attacks today. That is just part of America's global presence. So when you go on deployment, it's natural for families to feel a bit of unease. I know my mom and dad and my family certainly felt that when I would deploy years ago. But I would say this is not a political belief here. I'm just taking the president at his word that he ran on this, which was he does not want boots on the ground in any sort of extended conflict.
What happens, Jesse, if, God forbid, a U.S. service member is killed in any of these attacks today?
Yeah, so I think I would hold the president at his word as well. In his address Saturday night, he said he wants peace, meaning, hey, let's let this be the end of it. Or it could be tragic, and that is if they reach out in some form of aggression and U.S. service members are hurt or killed. I hold the president to his word that he will retaliate aggressively against that. That's just my take. Now, I think Iran knows that, and I think today was more of a face-saving maneuver than anything. They had to react somehow, but they did it in a way that they knew, I firmly believe, that we would be able to handle just fine, and they wouldn't poke the bear too badly, so to speak.
The word is symbolic that keeps getting thrown around, yeah. Even to the extent that Iran informed Qatar that missiles were coming, they had to have known that Qatar was going to tell the United States.
Yes. And I'm hearing more. I mean, things are breaking by the minute with all the insiders, the reporters that work in the Pentagon, that there's even talk that this was telegraphed by actual lines of communication before the missiles were even fired. So I think this attack today is mainly meant for the Iranian people and their consumption as far as, you know, face-saving measures to be taken within their own people. But I think the rest of the world is looking at it for what it is, you know, and they're doing themselves no favor with any of the Gulf bloc states there as well. I think Qatar has issued a pretty aggressive statement condemning what happened today, just a few minutes ago. So Iran's very quickly becoming kind of the bully on the block there, and not too popular with the folks in the region.
Israel has the Iron Dome. What defense capabilities does the United States have if one of its bases is being bombed by an aggressor like Iran?
We have the Patriot missile. That has been a tried and true defense system for the United States for years and years and years now, and is still one of the most effective systems out there. Very, very lethal, very capable against any sort of inbound threat like that.
Could a U.S. fighter jet shoot down a missile?
It depends. You know, it depends on if the missile moves slow enough. So, you know, maybe kind of more of a cruise missile would definitely be something we could target. Surface-to-air missiles, they fly much faster. I mean, we're talking 2, 3, 4 times the speed of sound. Much harder for an airplane to shoot something like that down.
What is the probability that Saudi Arabia gets involved, or are they just going to want to sit on the sidelines for this?
I think they're condemning this. All the bloc states, they're all, and your next guest, I'm sure, has a lot of this history, are mainly, you know, Sunni Muslim states, with Iran being the Shia sort of minority over there. I don't think they're going to get involved. We've got a pretty good handle on it. I think between the United States and Israel right now, we've got a pretty good handle on it. It's if Iran decides to escalate this to some of the last-ditch measures like mining the Strait of Hormuz and shutting off the flow of oil in and out of that very strategic little piece of waterway there, then we're going to have a different discussion, I think, because that doesn't just affect those Gulf states there. That affects the entire world. I want to say, I think China gets 20% of their oil exports mm-hmm. right through the Strait of Hormuz from Iran. So it's a pretty big deal. And really, if they did that, if they mined it, they'd just be kind of shooting themselves in the foot as well. That's how they get their own oil out and help their own economy.
I don't know if you saw this over the weekend, Jesse, but CBS has apparently obtained aerial photos of the nuclear site before and after the bombings. They are claiming it shows evidence that Iran removed the nuclear material beforehand. Once a target like this is struck, how does like the debrief work, where you then try to figure out, did we take out what we intended to take out?
Sure, that's a combination of the targeteers. So there's people in the military that work in all the branches of service that are very skilled in looking at you know, satellite imagery. There's other sensors and tools that the United States has as well that can assess battle damage. And so that is a big part of the debrief. And then, you know, never forget, a lot of these things happen through sources that you and I don't even fully understand or know
right.
about. A lot of human intelligence, signals intelligence, things like that. So there will be ways we can assess that you and I will never know, nor should we know. But we have a lot more than what you just see in the news there, for sure.
Russia is overextended, obviously, with their war in Ukraine. China is an ally, I guess, of Iran, but probably more for oil than anything else. Is there any threat that China gets involved, or are they just going to say, it's not our neighborhood, not our fight?
Yeah, I think that's kind of their stance always. They really don't want to get directly involved in any sort of engagement. And even though they are a quote unquote backer of Iran, it's mainly for economic reasons. It's mainly for oil. But they very much have a sort of, we're going to maintain neutrality in a sort of thing like this. So I would say that would be very, very low probability of China getting involved in any sort of conflict like this.
Use your crystal ball, Jesse, if you could. And we're speaking with Commander Jesse Reed, former Top Gun pilot. How does this end? Does it end today?
I don't know if it ends, but I think it's worth mentioning. You can get a lot of sentiment about how the world feels about events like this when you look at economics. And if you, I don't know if you guys are watching this in the room there with the news on the TVs there, but you know the Dow is doing well today, and oil went down, I think below $70 a barrel. It went down. It was a pretty steep drop today, 7.5%, which just kind of gives you sort of the emotional sentiment, if you will, of how the world is viewing this sort of thing. The oil drop is really kind of an exceptional thing that we're watching happen today, real time, as a result of everything that's going on over there. So, you know, I take that as a sign of optimism by the world that, like, hey, people are sort of on board with what's going on here and seeing this as being kind of a reason for future optimism in that area.
You know, Ron, Jesse has long argued that the enrichment that they're engaged in is purely peaceful. It has nothing to do with nuclear weapons at all. If that's the case, why are they 300 feet underneath a mountain?
Well, I mean, it's all a lie. I mean, there is not just United States and Israeli intelligence, but even, you know, the so-called unbiased organizations out there that sort of keep tabs on these things have all said, no, this is not just for civilian purposes. You don't need that level of enriched uranium to maintain a peaceful energy-based nuclear program. So there's really a consensus out there that this has always been a quest to get a nuclear weapon by Iran. So, and I mean, I'll just tell you my personal opinion again. This is an apolitical one, but you know, I think the world's a safer place without Iran having a nuclear weapon. I don't think there's anyone that would disagree with that.
But if they were to obtain a nuclear weapon, I mean, we're talking about mutually assured destruction.
Yeah, but you're also talking from a perspective where we sort of have a different rational Western mind when we look right at these things, and we don't live under a theocracy like they do. So it's a much different. You know, you could make the argument that if they were rational over there, why were they doing any of this in the first place? They had to imagine at a certain point they would poke the bear a little too hard, and eventually, you know, someone like Israel or the United States would act the way that we have now.
All right, Commander Jesse Reed, always appreciate your time and your expertise. Thank you for it.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, guys. Yeah. I'm really enjoying, this is just a little lighthearted note here. I'm really enjoying watching all the news reporters on TV try to pronounce all these countries with a special accent. You know, Tehran and Qatari with you know, the tongue rolls and all that. So I thought you guys would get a kick out of that.
Jesse, that is one of my greatest complaints about the news media is when they try to pronounce things the way that the locals pronounce
right
them. There's a guy on CNN who is based out of Berlin, but he's in Tehran. And I thought his tongue was going to fall out of his mouth with the way that he was rolling that R on Tehran.
That's why I was glad you called it Qatar and you weren't like Qatar. So I applaud you for speaking like a true Midwest man that you are.
Or you know, the worst one is Emmanuel Macron.
Yes. Yes.
Drives me out of my mind.
It's Macron.
Macron. It's Macron.
There you go.
from the foreign deaf. All right, buddy. Hey, always good to talk to you, man.
Take care, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye. Dr. Rebecca Best from UMKC joins us in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So far, and thank God, no reports of any casualties following Iran's retaliation against U.S. bases in the Middle East. Joining us on the KMBZ hotline is Dr. Rebecca Best at UMKC. Dr. Best, welcome. Didn't think we'd be speaking this quickly after our last visit.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Very quickly.
Or maybe you did. I was going to ask you the same thing I asked Jesse Reed. Did anything about this over the weekend surprise you?
It did and it didn't. I think it is surprising. It was meant to be surprising, obviously, that, you know, we're hearing now that, you know, the United States, the regime, as your last guest was pointing out, sort of played this as, you know, they were talking about diplomacy still while, getting into position to use those bunker busters. It was Saturday morning. It was surprising, but also not as shocking as it might have been. I think the fact that Israel felt confident enough to launch their attack was somewhat suggestive, but it's just really hard to read, I think, this administration right now. And I think that is partly because there's not necessarily a long-term clear plan.
You know, it's interesting to me, and I was talking to Commander Reed prior to the show today, the fact that Iran went out of its way to inform Qatar that these missiles would be coming, knowing full well that Qatar is going to inform the Americans, especially considering they have a very large base in Qatar, that missiles were coming in, tells me that, and I think it's pretty obvious, that Iran is responding purely for symbolic reasons to show video of, on their state-run television, hey, we retaliated, we fought back against the evil empire that is the United States of America, but not wanting there to be any casualties for fear that this would escalate the situation, and certainly it would require another American response.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. I think Iran certainly does want to create some costs for the United States, but as you said, wants those costs to be sufficiently limited that it's hoping that the United States will not feel compelled to do more, to be more involved in this conflict.
What happens if it's learned, and Dana was showing me some pictures just a minute ago, of a large number of vehicles outside the Fordo nuclear facility, which, as we mentioned, is 300 feet, give or take, below a mountain. If they removed some of this enriched uranium, what's next?
Yeah, I think it's highly likely that that they expected that this attack was coming, that they did remove, and we don't know exactly what they removed. So they probably removed enriched uranium. We don't know what other centrifuge components, things like that, they might have removed, where those might be housed now, and just how far did this set back the Iranian nuclear program. Those are all questions we really don't have the answers to right now. So
some of the, Dr. Best, some of the satellite images show 19 large trucks getting into position and appearing to maneuver to bring something out of that site. But I don't know a lot about nuclear waste and weapons, but I don't, it would take more than 19 trucks is my guess to get everything out of there. That's something they have to be deconstructing today.
Yeah. And we don't know if there were additional sites that we didn't know about. So we just don't know what equipment they have right now. I think we can be pretty confident that they do still have some of that 60% enriched uranium. That's kind of concerning. It's interesting that both the International Atomic Energy Agency and Iran's nuclear agency have said that there's no concern for the surrounding area. I think had there not been anything evacuated and had those strikes been fully successful, this goes outside my area and more into physics. But it seems like to me that we would see some greater atmospheric risks as a result of these strikes.
But Doctor, one of the things we were talking to Commander Reed about, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this as well, we have nuclear power plants and facilities in the United States. We have one just down the road in Burlington, Kansas, south of Topeka. Ours are above ground. If this was truly a peaceful... we're just using it for nuclear power. Why would you bury it 300 feet below a mountain?
I think there are probably a few reasons. I think one of those is to preserve the potential to eventually create a weapon. So I do think that's one reason. Another reason, I think, is probably exactly what we're seeing right now, which is to try to provide some defense against that probability that that Israel or the United States would attack, even though, and again, as we talked about, I think last time, the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, testified to Congress in March that Iran was not trying to build a nuclear weapon. The IAEA has said that it had no evidence that Iran was trying to build a nuclear weapon. And yet we see these attacks right now. So I think that's one reason for concern. But I do think another reason is that I think the regime made the calculation. I don't think they were trying to build a weapon, in part because they should have already done it if they were trying, or they've had time to do it and haven't. So I do think there was that design of sort of keeping the potential that they might, as a way of trying to deter conventional attacks. And obviously, that potential has proven not to be enough to deter those attacks.
What's next?
Well, for the Iranian regime, I imagine they are going to try to get a nuclear weapon as quickly as possible. They're going to try to hang on to power. I think Israel is going to do everything that it can to try to topple the regime. It's hard to say more clearly than that.
Is there a possibility of another potential uprising in Iran? I think it was 4 or 5 years ago where they had the what was it called? I can't remember the name of it.
The uprisings around particularly women's rights.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I think we could see that. Certainly there's frustration in Iran right now with the regime. I do think there's a sentiment that the regime needs to either acquiesce to international demands from the United States and from Israel, or it needs to test a weapon. that, you know, in this sort of limbo state in which Iran currently is, that it's pretty insecure.
You know, I was looking at, sorry to interrupt you, I beg your pardon, Doctor.
No, go ahead.
Does Iran have any friends in the neighborhood? I was looking at a map that they were showing on CNN of all the nations around Iran, all to the west, of course, that have a U.S. military presence: Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait, Jordan, Syria, even though they're not an ally, we still have troops in Syria. Turkey, of course, NATO ally. Do they have any friends?
Yeah, so first off, I do want to mention that I'm glad that you brought up these U.S. bases in the Middle East. I do think this is where we might see some costs for the United States, not necessarily immediately, but more long-term, because, you know, if the United States is engaging in actions that invite retaliation on countries in which we have bases, that's going to create more costs for those countries. They're going to pass those costs on to the United States, or it may become more costly. More politically difficult for them domestically to house U.S. troops. As far as allies in the region, certainly Iran has allied itself with Hezbollah in Lebanon, with the Houthis in Yemen. It's a supporter of these groups, Hamas, and the Islamic State. But it does also have a lot of enemies in the region. So, as your last guest was mentioning, it's got a very contentious history, for example, with Iraq, which with U.S. backing, invaded Iran. It doesn't have a ton of friends in the region. It does have, of course, alliances with Russia and China. Russia being a little bit
overextended
right now. It's overextended is a good way to put it. And it's not clear at all that China would want to get involved in this. I think they'll try to avoid it.
The term we were looking for was Arab Spring. Thank you, texters.
Oh, no, I think not Arab Spring. Let me see. What were those? What was it? It was the protests after state forces arrested a woman for
not wearing a hijab, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, or her headscarf had slipped or something. Yeah. So more recent than the Arab Spring, but I cannot think of what those protests were called.
We will bring it back once we find it after break. I promise you, Dr. Ben.
It's critical.
And here's the other thing. We would love to bring you back anytime. Again, I think we were all surprised that you did such an excellent job breaking this down last week for us, and here we are again. So, you know, hopefully we've got some more time. Things calm down a little bit, and we would love to have you back anytime.
All right. Thank you. And it's the Mahsa Amini protests. Named for the woman who died in police custody.
Hey, Dr. Bess, always appreciate your time and your expertise. Thank you for it.
All right. Thank you both.
Be well.
Okay. Be safe. Be well. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Story here from the New York Post. This college football player was destined for a life in sports. Gideon Lampron, an All-American linebacker who transferred from Dayton to Bowling Green this year, has a middle name so eye-opening it almost doesn't seem real. But his sports-crazed dad, Marty, did in fact name his youngest son Gideon ESPN Lampron.
No.
Espen.
No, he did not name him Espen.
Well, they're all capitalized, so... Yeah.
But dad said that it's pronounced Espen. Mom had no idea.
Yeah.
So, Dad, what are we going to name your new Espen. Baby boy? Well, Gideon is what me and Mom decided on. And I'm really thinking for the middle name, we're going to go with Espen. How do you spell that?
The only thing better would be Gideon. Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun.
Marty's wife, Jennifer, wanted Gideon's middle name to be Xavier. Marty wanted the middle name to be Espen. Spelled ESPN. Mm-hmm. Jennifer shot it down. Then she delivers Gideon, and she's out of it, right? She's exhausted. She just gave birth to a child.
He slips the old ESPN note to the nurse and says, this is what we'd like to do.
When I signed it, I literally printed ESPN in capital letters. She was out cold, his wife. When I did it, when she woke up, I told her I did it, and she said, no, you didn't. And she didn't realize I did it. She was not happy.
I wonder how that went for the next couple of months or years.
What a sports weekend, by the way. Did you see, my God, Tyrese Halliburton's injury? They are now saying it is a Achilles, it a torn Achilles?
Torn Achilles, yeah. And we talked about it with the Kevin Ware situation years ago.
Oh, God.
Louisville. I hate to bring back
those
memories.
Did they show it on accident live and then they didn't replay it?
No, they replayed his Achilles tearing over and over and over again throughout the entire game because the announcers kept reminding people, hey, Tyrese Halliburton's not on the floor for this reason. And granted, it's not as gruesome as a compound fracture, but...
And he's their best player, is he not?
Oh, yeah. He is their star.
We watched that most of that game last night. Congrats to Oklahoma City.
Their first win.
First ever title.
They were by far the better team. I wanted the Pacers to win just because you have to root for the underdog, but... OKC deserved every single second of that.
So I guess the head coach for Indiana, Rick Carlisle, was a little annoyed pregame when the Oklahoma City Thunder team rolled up to their own stadium in buses pregame that already said 2025 NBA champions.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He thought that was horribly insulting.
And you are tempting fate. How many people got Super Bowl champs tattoos for their team the year their Super Bowl did not end up winning the Super Bowl?
I think there's a guy here in town.
Oh, I know.
I mean, you can what if every single championship game to death, but had Tyrese not torn his Achilles,
they could have won
easily.
Yeah.
So is her name Kristen Chenoweth, the singer, actress? Sam, will you look this up? I guess she did the national anthem. Maybe we'll come back after 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
She did the national anthem, and it wasn't terrible. Not like a Roseanne Barr or something like that.
I thought it was fine.
But she did it in a very Broadway-esque way.
She has a beautiful voice.
She does. And a lot of people are saying, oh, come on. Really? Do you have it?
We've talked about this on the show before. You're not really supposed to do your own take.
Tony Award-winning actress and singer and Oklahoma native, Kristen Chenoweth.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed?
What's wrong with that?
At the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, or the ramparts we walked.
Okay, all right.
Why is she being slammed for this?
What's wrong with that? I think that sounds really good.
I thought it was great. I had goosebumps. I have goosebumps now.
Huh.
I don't know why she's getting so much grief for it.
While the performance appeared to get fans in attendance fired up, others watching the ABC live broadcast seemed to be less than impressed. What the heck was that? Someone asked. Okay, listen to this. Someone wrote, that's the worst national anthem I ever heard. Are you kidding me? She has a stunning voice.
Have you heard the phrase?
I was about to say the same exact thing. From the text line, it's because she's a Broadway star. She's going to make this popular. What?
I don't even think that sounds Broadway-esque.
No.
That's the first time I've heard it, because we weren't watching at the beginning of the game. We got in late, like in the third quarter, but
she stayed pretty traditional. She didn't even really try to make it her own.
I guess at the end, she does hold one of the notes like a really, really, really long time. But
God
she's got
forbid.
A booming, powerful Broadway voice. It's just people don't have anything better to do than complain.
Or the
Maybe shorten that one a little bit. Would have shortened that.
All right, that was right.
That was not necessary, Kristen.
What are people talking about? Oh, she's still holding that note.
Yeah.
She's a huge fan, by the way. She says she never misses a game unless she is on stage.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie.
Woo!
My name is Scott Parks. Woo! Wasn't that time in at 31 seconds there at the end?
Yeah.
My goodness. News
back
coming.
On 4 minutes.
News coming up in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.